أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Imam al-Ghazali, The Book of Knowledge for Children, Book 1 from the Ihya Ulum al-Din, The Revival of Religious Sciences. For the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, we humbly dedicate this effort. For Zainab, Maryam, Yusuf, Qasim, Abdullah and Abdul Fattah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a word from the publisher. Dear children, you are about to read the wonderful Book of Knowledge, which offers some of the key ideas of the great Imam al-Ghazali, whose life story is to be found in the accompanying workbook. In his writings, the Imam uses many stories and wonderful ideas that make his thoughts clear and exciting. If you are not able to read just yet, your parents and teachers will be delighted to tell you these stories in a way that is suited for your age and help you to answer many of the questions in the workbook, as well as enjoy the related activities. There is something for every age. The many points that Imam al-Ghazali has gathered in the first of the 40 books of his Ihya, which is another name for the revival of the religious sciences, are very important because they are like a summary of what the Imam teaches. Some of these ideas may be difficult to understand, but are made clear by the many stories taken from al-Ghazali. Sometimes, to help make a point clear, we have brought in stories from other cultures and traditions, such as the American Indians, the Japanese, and Central Asia. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, told us that we should seek knowledge even if from China. Originally, this book was illustrated with drawings of imaginary children, but it was decided that this book is so important and serious that it would be better to give you pictures of real children who live throughout the Muslim world. In this way, you can meet your global brothers and sisters from Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and even North America. As you already know, some words can have two meanings, and you will see what fun it can be learning to look for the secret meanings of words you already know. Let us take gold, for example. You know that it is a beautiful metal which people use for money and decoration as well as jewelry. But what if we say, "My mother has a heart of gold," or "That little boy is as good as gold"? What could we also be saying? Perhaps you have learned that gold is the purest of all the metals because it can never tarnish or rust like other metals. It is also very soft and can be easily changed into other forms. It beautifully reflects light. You can see from the qualities of gold why we can use that word to describe a person's good heart. In the end, we all want to keep our hearts of gold. Imam al-Ghazali will tell us how. The good heart must not tarnish or get dirty. It can change its ways to do something more beautifully. Also, this special spiritual heart reflects God's light, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes when we meet others, they seem to be shining. In Arabic, a really good person is spoken of as munawwar, meaning lit up and not gloomy. And of course, the word heart has two meanings that you already know about. You have a heart inside of you that beats and sends blood throughout your entire body. It is the center of life for humans. You can lose every other part of your body, including your brain, and still be alive if your heart is beating. The heart is the center. Like the sun, it sends out life-giving energy. When we speak to each other from the heart, we are not talking about the physical heart that pumps blood, but our spiritual hearts. The books of Imam al-Ghazali provide us with a special map which we can all follow in order to become our true shining selves. We very much hope you enjoy the Book of Knowledge.